Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell. This is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome, welcome to the show. I am feeling so grateful to be back. It's been 2 months since a live show. I'm grateful to Doug and Donald Newsom for their resilience and their light after losing all in the fires in Paradise, which happens to also be my high school hometown area. And so I just want to continue to send prayers out to everyone affected there for rebuilding, that they too find love and support as I know that BBS Radio has found. And again, I'm just grateful that we get to be back here with you. And today, the topic is light. That light that is eternal, that light that pulls us out of darkness, that light that burns within, that light that we're here to share in the world, and that call to bring light, especially as light workers at this time. So we'll be looking at that. But first, I want to welcome you if you are also new to the show and let you know that this radio show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. And you can find it on Amazon, where it became a number one international bestseller. Now, this book started this spiritual mentoring and radio show for me, and it really is representing my own soul's calling to bring light as a connection, as a bridge to the spiritual realm, as a mentor to help others step into their soul's purposes, as a conduit for the High Council, which includes Jesus and the Archangels and other spiritual teachers, and to really join with all of you as a team for love and to raise consciousness, to bring light to the planet, to put love into action as we are in this awakening time now on our planet. But you may or may not know that I was not always a spiritual mentor or medium or spiritual conduit or messenger or scribe. I actually started my professional career as a lawyer back in 1996. Spent 4 years at Berkeley and then 3 years at Northwestern Law School, doing what my intellect called me to do. And I had really lost track with my heart and soul and just became very externally driven. Perhaps you can relate. But on my very first day of my full-time law position, I had an amazing knowing and wake-up call from my soul. I actually heard the words, "Remember, there's something else." I could see this vision, this feeling that there was a different path I was to take. And on that day, I began to listen, and it took me, that small voice inside, following my heart, to classes on intuition, and I began to build that communication pathway with my soul and my highest self. I was introduced to all the wonderful Hay House authors. Got to see Deepak Chopra in person back in the days when there were about 50 people at his lecture and he had an overhead projector. Maybe some of you can remember those. I'm dating myself there. And I began to grow in that path and to heal and to learn about myself and got into personal development and counseling. And eventually, after 3 years, left my law position, also left an unhealthy marriage. and began my spiritual growth in high gear and a path that led me through motherhood and retraining in counseling. And through that, really waking up to this gift to be a bridge to the spiritual realm. And for that, I feel so honored to know that today I am living that soul's purpose, fully aligned, and helping others do the same, supporting each other through the ups and downs of that journey. And part of that is here on this radio show. And again, I am so grateful that you are here listening. I'm excited to jump into this topic of light. And I hope it leaves you feeling inspired and knowing your importance, knowing that your light is so important here, especially at this time, that you are here with that calling in your heart to bring light for a very specific reason at this time. I'll be reading from Love's Curriculum, Chapter 1, which is titled Communication of Light. And then I will tune in and bring the High Council through for you in a guided, channeled experience. All right. So before we jump into this topic, I would like to start with the prayer of surrender, an intention setting that I like to do before any time before I lead a meditation or teach or work with a client. And so I'll do that now. So dear Spirit, God, Divine, all that is, I ask now that you come through, that the Holy Spirit come through me, my words, that your light and your love be active in all listening and in our communication, and that it be in the highest good of each one listening, in the highest good of all, and in the name of love. And so it is. Indeed, so it is. So light. What is this idea of light? It seems to me that we all understand it, but how to actually identify or define it is almost an ethereal concept, much like the word love or happiness. But let's dive in, and soon, in a few minutes, I'll read from Love's Curriculum, as I mentioned, and how Jesus introduces us to light in the first chapter of Love's Curriculum. And when I began to think about what to share here earlier, I tuned in and I heard the words, light wants to express through you. The light definitely wants to express through each one of you. But what, again, is that light? And knowing that it is a divine concept, ultimately, we'll do our best here to explore it, define it, describe it. To me, it feels that the light makes up the universe, and it's greater than energy. It is energy, but it seems to me to be a precursor even to energy, a creative force. It is love, for sure. I know that being in the light doesn't mean being perfect. It doesn't mean that you're always happy or never feeling low or never lost in the darkness. So it's not a state that comes from living purely. Light just is. And so I'm going to read one description of light from Love's Curriculum. This is from chapter 19. And I also realized that it's a beautiful thing. Before I read, I just had that awareness because I wasn't sure what to talk about today. I thought, oh, we could cover goals and how to align your goals with spirit. That makes sense at the new year. And then I had this message talk about the light. And I sat with it and it fully came to the surface and arose that, yes, that is the topic, and I surrendered to it. And more, the High Council began to give me ideas on what to share, helped me find messages in Love's Curriculum to share. And I realized that in many ways, in the Christian tradition, light is related to Jesus. He was the light of the world. He came to us at Christmas time to bring the light, to bring humans out of darkness. And so then I realized how perfect that we are talking about this as we've just finished Christmas and we're entering the new year. And also when I look around at what's going on in the world, we definitely need to all know that we are the light of the world, to be and bring that light. I also realized that the concept of light goes beyond just the Christian religion or Jesus or the Bible. Light is a divine topic, a universally divine topic. And so here again is that passage from chapter 19 in Love's Curriculum about this light, this divine light. And yet there is a light in the tunnel of loss and grief, a light that is calling you. It is the light that Jesus showed in his death and resurrection, a light so bright that death cannot in any way cover it or dim it. That light is beyond death. That light is. That light lives in your heart and your memory. So a few hints about that, this light in that passage. One, it just is. It's beyond everything. It cannot be put out. And it lives in your heart. We might even say it is life itself that beats your heart, that connects all. And it is in your memory. And so when we talk about an awakening happening, it's that we are remembering and waking up again to the truth of that light that we all are connected to, that is all of us. You are the light of the world. Each of us expressions of God's light and love in form. I also realize that this light that we connect to, this divine light, we also see it and feel it here in our physical form. We have those sayings that, oh, the light is bright in him or her. Or he is looking dark lately or has fallen into darkness. We see it on someone's expression. We say that our light can be dimmed. So it's something that we physically see express through us. We can say that we feel light and joyful. So it's a feeling of the light as well within us. Or we feel dark and depressed. So again, it has a physical presence in our world, in each of us. I had an experience of pure divine light, my first experience, when I was working as a lawyer. And I went to a healing retreat in New Mexico in a beautiful adobe home with a counselor, and she was also a Unity minister and a shaman. And it was a beautiful healing experience. And during my process, which included feeling and allowing feelings of fear and some memories of some traumatic experience to actually feel it and not block it. And as that moved through me, I then had this sense that I was entering a light, that there was a light calling to me, and the guide, the facilitator, invited me to enter that light. I could see it in front of me. I was a little scared. Could I go into it? What would happen? Did I deserve to? And so I asked the angels for help, and I surrendered, and with her guidance as well, I chose to, within my inner knowing, my mind, my body, enter that light, and it filled my body. I felt peace. I couldn't open my eyes. I was in such peace, and all I could describe it again was, this is light. I am in the light. I could sense Jesus close to me there. There was not much thought, just peace, light. I realized it was hard to open my eyes or have conversation. And so the guide and facilitator, she invited me to keep my eyes closed and go into the altar space she had set up. And I went in there and just communed with the divine. I felt so loved. I felt connected again to Jesus, to myself, that I was a child of God, that I was part of this light. I felt so honored and humbled by that experience. And it began a journey, a knowing of the truth of this light within me. And I so hope that you've had an experience like that, an experiential experience of the light, the divine, knowing that you are loved, you are comforted, that you are connected. Maybe it happens in nature for you. And if not, I wish that for you. And if any way I can help guide you, I hope that I am here today. So that experience of the light is not just a concept. It's a truth of our being. We might tap into it in meditation. Just remember now the times that you felt that peace or that light or that connection. Because we're being called to remember that more and more. To not only spend time connecting with that on our own or in nature or meditation, but to then allow it to go forth with us into the world. Because we have a calling to share and bring the light to the darkness in whatever form you are called to do so. We are light, means we are God in action. The divine comes through us. Again, it doesn't mean that we are perfect or that we're always feeling good or that we're always in the light or that we always do the right thing or say the right thing. That would just be the ego. And we do have an ego part of our mind and a very human part of our mind. And we're not always expressing the divine in unlimited potential. So again, it's not about always thinking you have to be in the light. But I know your soul and heart know truly that your purpose is to bring light. And that that is the truth of you. The truth of that child of light that you are. And as we practice and we remove the barriers to love and we release the blocks, as we, you might say, work towards enlightenment, then enlightenment means that we are lighter and that light shines out of us more and more. In Love's curriculum, they often talk about the light shining out of our pores and us walking in light like Jesus did. So as we do our work, and we remember the truth of ourselves as children of light and love, then we naturally emanate and share more light. So I want to read another passage from chapter 19 about this light that you are and this remembering of it. And it goes like this. Forget not who you are and from where you came. You are a child of light and love and God. You are connected to all of God's heavenly realms of love and light, to the angels, to me, Jesus. I walk with you. Remember, and through your remembering, bring light to those still in the cloak of darkness, simply by being the light and offering your hand. And do so with the knowledge that they step forward into the light, letting the cloak of darkness fall and evaporate into light when it is the right and appointed time and place on the journey of awakening of all. The lion awakening one bit at a time. The little shiver of wakefulness rippling out first to the toes, then the ears, then rippling out until all are awake. Oh. So I love that passage because it relates also to how we are all working as a team. And that as we enlighten, others enlighten. That as we awaken, others awaken. That as we share the light, it spreads and begins to wake up our group consciousness, this whole being that we are. What in Love's curriculum they sometimes refer to as the lion, a lion waking up bit by bit. And so to know that you are called to bring this light, to remember it within you as best you are able, to love yourself and remember it's not about being perfect. And as you love any barriers or inner criticisms and forgive yourself, bring gentleness to yourself, you actually then express more light, because judging and inner criticism is related to the darkness, not the light. When I thought about this practically, what does it mean to bring light to the darkness? So one, it seems it is about remembering the truth of us, claiming it, removing barriers, healing, loving ourselves, becoming enlightened within our minds. But it also, I think, includes these actions, random acts of kindness, standing up for another, standing up for the truth in the face of resistance, turning the other cheek, going to counseling and healing and finding the truth of you and letting go of the baggage, forgiving, healing, helping another, inclusion. I think all of those acts bring light to the planet and to ourselves and to each other. And a final note is that it is important to ask for help in bringing the light, to ask for help from those light beings and those masters like Jesus, the light brothers, the way showers, to ask for help from your guardian angels, from God, the divine, the Holy Spirit, to surrender to that to work through you. It's we surrender to the light, the truth that we are connected to, and then let it come through us as vehicles for that truth. And so I will again quote here a passage from chapter 19 about asking these beautiful divine helpers for help in bringing the light. We can help you learn to draw on the strength of that light so that it may shine even in your times of despair and loss, the times when you need it most, the times when you most believe the light to have gone. So a good reminder that when you don't feel the light, ask for it, call for it, pray for it. Ask for help there. Reach out to another. Remember that it can never be put out, just hidden, seemingly hidden. And there's much in Love's curriculum about that as well, especially chapter 19, which helps deal with those times where we might feel in the darkness or depressed. And so I also want to quote here Martin Luther King Jr. I love this quote. He says, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." So what a way shower Martin Luther King Jr. was for us in bringing light, compassion, inclusion, strength, kindness, all of those actions of light. So we're going to take just a short little break here while I prepare to read all about the light from chapter 1 in Love's curriculum. It's a great place to start the new year out with chapter 1, and it's in the voice of Jesus. And I'll just give you a little heads up. I love the chapter. In the chapter, Jesus breaks down light into L for light, I for intent, G for God or the memory of God, H for help and healing, and T for trust and truth. So when we get back, we will explore just what he means. All right. Well, I loved that nice music there. So let us begin with chapter one, the communication of light and the voice of Jesus. And I invite you to even close your eyes if you're able to listen to this and to let your mind be at ease. Again, this is waking up a memory in your heart and soul about the light. And so just let your heart listen. Let your soul listen. Don't need to logically figure this out. So if it helps you to take a few deep breaths now, do so. And again, if you want to close your eyes and listen, I invite you to. All right, here we go. Chapter one, Communication of Light. Light is all around you all the time. It lies in you. Love is a form of light, and both are infinite, as love is like its source, light, which is infinite, just as you, the sun, are like your father. Light is all around and within all, as you float in what is like an ocean of love, and you are bobbing up and down in the waves. At any point, you can direct your attention to a spot and formalize it, put it into form. You may spend a lifetime there, but you do not go anywhere as you spend that lifetime there. It is indeed like watching a movie. Just your attention and awareness seem to be in it. Your being is in the ocean of light and love. As you tune in to your being, you may feel it within as waves going up and down. When we remember the light, we can choose anything. It is the fourth dimension of instant manifestation and the no limit of time and space, or at least less limits. The higher dimensions have no limit, just light and instant manifestation from a thought, like the thought from whence you, your body, ego illusion, came, that one mad idea. You are journeying home. I have made it and am also waiting. I have come back here in shadowy form and consciousness to appear here as a guide to home. There are others who have come as well, lights to show the way. They are the light workers, like an army of love. But even one day, this form will be gone as we return to the source. You are each part of the whole that seemingly appears to awaken each little bit at a time, like a sleepy lion that first wiggles his toe, then his tail, and then like a shiver that spreads through his body as each other bit awakes until the lion opens his eyes and is fully awake and aware. Little bits of consciousness waking up like a wave, a shiver that spreads then to the whole. The communication of light, love, intent, God, the memory of God, help and healing, trust and truth. Love. Thy vibration of love is God. Love is all. Love is the light of God shining in you and all on this planet, this earth. It shines behind and within all as the vibration of God, as the light of God in form. This form that you have thought to make real or that seems real to your ego eyes. Your body eyes. And yet it is all vibrating still in the ocean of love, in God's love and light beyond time and space. Love is the truth and the light and the Word of God. God speaks in love, and love is beyond measure and words and form. And yet it is in all seeming form, if you have but eyes to see it. We speak of spiritual sight that sees the love of God in all as the truth that is love and is God's action in form, God's hand at work in form, this illusion of form that you have seemingly created. Never forget that love is all around, always. It is this to which you will begin to see. Intent. From the vibration of love, intentions and form are born. What is born depends on the level of mind in action. Christ mind creates thoughts of love and peace, thoughts of golden light. Whereas thinking with the ego, creating from the ego, acting with and listening to the ego mind, creates in the world of form symbols and situations and instances and actions of distrust, disease, demise, destruction, and devastation. All forms of believing in separation and the ego versus understanding the truth of the voice for God. God. Light is still a memory of God. God is beyond and more than light. We experience ourselves as light, a creation of God, the Son of God. Whereas light is infinite and beyond. God is light and love and truth. But God is beyond in pure light. Beyond light, spelled in lowercase, as light, spelled in all caps, which is infinite and beyond. Help and healing. Always ask your guides for healing. There are helpers everywhere. They help the highest part of the mind manifest. We, the guides, are here and are sent by the Holy Spirit to help you. Trust and truth. Trust in what you cannot see with these ego eyes or body eyes. Trust in divine magic, divine helpers. They bring in the mind of God, which is curious, creative, joy, all potential, love, highest good, win-win, joining and oneness, unity versus one limited mind, separate and on its own. Trust in us, your divine guides, who are here to help you see, to truly see with the eyes of divine oneness at the direction of the Holy Spirit. And there you have chapter one. A little bit more difficult to read out loud. When you see it in front of you, you can see the spelling of light and capitals and lowercase light and how love and intent and God and help and trust are all within the word light. But I will trust that you received the messages you are meant to receive from that chapter here today. And that even in reading it together here and joining in this space on this radio show, that we are remembering light and allowing more and more light to come through us to the world. And that is exciting. And on that note, we will take another just about a minute break while I prepare to bring through some light, to bring through the High Council, Jesus and the Archangels and the High vibration teachers that are all on the High Council, and I'll be bringing them through for a group experience here as soon as we get back in just a minute. Such beautiful music. And it's perfect for setting us up for this next piece here. So I hope you got a chance to relax into that music and that it connects you. So beautiful. Really opening my heart here. I feel so grateful and connected and reflective and full of light and connection. It's beautiful. So if you're just tuning in, I am Jenny. This is Love's Curriculum, where we remember our soul's purposes, we remember love, and I'm going to now tune into the High Council to prepare me, or myself, and all of you. I invite you to do this grounding exercise with me. It's such a beautiful thing to do. If you could do it every day or more than once, I highly recommend it. So let's take this opportunity now to do it together. So I invite you, if you're able, to close your eyes. Of course, please, if you are driving or something, doing something that requires your open-eyed attention, please keep them open. And you can always come back to this in the replays or the podcast. All right, so taking a big, deep breath in now and out. And another deep breath in, and on the exhale, releasing any worries, thoughts, things that you are carrying into this moment, releasing them now on the exhale. Good. Using sound on the exhale if it helps you release. And now we're going to breathe in and on the exhale, releasing any thoughts of what you have to do after this time together. Maybe your to-do list, anything running in your mind about that. Big breath in. And out. Good. And now let's all place our hands on our hearts and begin to breathe into your heart and out and into your heart center and out. This beautiful conscious heart breathing, so powerful. And now I want you to feel your feet on the floor, so making sure your legs are uncrossed, both feet on the floor. And feeling where your feet meet the floor, the soles of your feet. And from those soles, I want you to now imagine, intend, sending out roots from the soles of your feet down to Mother Earth. down through the floors, and letting these roots spread out wherever they wish on this beautiful planet of ours. And then letting them stop and anchor. And now we ask Divine Mother, Mother Earth, all that is, Creator, Source, God, to send up to each one of you any earth energies that you're needing here to support this physical vessel of light, this expression, this vehicle that allows you to be light in the world. And so this energy, whatever you're needing, is now coming up through the roots, up into your belly, moving up through your solar plexus, up into your heart center. And again, focusing your breath into your heart and out. With each breath, the earth energies are now radiating out to fill every part of your body. With each breath, with each heartbeat. And they extend these energies out into your auric field, into this being, this body of energy you are. It extends just outside of your physical body. And then now draw your attention to the top of your head, the crown chakra. Let's intend now that it be open. Open to the highest and purest form of love and light and divine connection and guidance, your highest self. Asking that the angels, the cherubim, the seraphim clear any blocks so that it's a pure connection, and now letting that light, that golden white light, love, connection come down through the top of your head, down through your forehead, down to your neck, and into your heart. And it begins to mix now with the earth energies, swirling, blending. And with each breath into your heart and out, these earth and heaven energies fill your body. Fill the energy being that you are, extending just outside of your body. Good. Wonderful. And inviting any guardian angels to be with you, any guides, loved ones, pure light, angelic love to be with each one of you. And from here, I invite the High Council to draw near, to come through me to you. I ask my guides, my angels, Jesus, to help me be a clear conduit for these messages, this experience, as they come through me to you. And I ask that it be in the highest good of all, in each of your highest good, and in the name of love. And so it is. Dear ones, welcome, light workers, light beings, brothers and sisters of light, we welcome you. And know, as you place your hand on your heart, that Jesus whispers to you, that Jesus, your brother in light, is with you always. You are never alone. And so one way to bring the light is to see that Jesus is coming through you and with you and beside you like a friend, a companion, bringing the light. If there are other forms of the divine to whom you relate, use them as your brothers, your guides, your sisters, as your companion to bringing light, knowing that they all walk as one with Jesus in light, and that he walks with all the divine teachers as well. And so now, letting go of any religious distinctions, any words or forms that would keep you from opening just purely to the light that we bring through to you in the Christ consciousness, that again goes beyond any religion, any designation, any symbols, any signs, welcoming the Christ light, the universal light that is Christ, that is golden, that means that you each are children of God, children of the light, of the divine, of source, stars born and birthed on earth, knowing that your heavenly brothers and sisters in the stars are with you still. So we wish for you now, with your hand on your heart, to breathe in the light that we are sending out to you across these internet waves, these radio waves, the phone waves, knowing that it is light at work that brings this technology, this information to you, just as light brings God's voice to you. You each are receivers of that light, that voice, that broadcast of the divine, seemingly coming from the heavens and the stars to you on earth. But recognize that this light is also living in Mother Earth herself, the creation behind it all. The light is emanating, also coming from below up to you, connecting you, filling you, growing you, giving you life, life even after death, eternal life and love. Witness both to life in the body as well as eternal beingness beyond the body, a light that evolves, a light that is you, and that somewhat famous saying of namaste, the divine light in you honors the divine light in the other, to begin to practice that and live it even more. Again, starting with remembering that you are a child of light. It is your natural state. And let that inspire you. Let that help you return to the light, knowing that it can never leave you, that it is you. You are the light of the world. Your brothers and sisters are the light of the world. Just as Jesus, just as Buddha, just as Muhammad, Ganesh, Shakti, Allah. And so breathe now into your heart. Breathe in peace. And breathe in light. Letting it fill you now. And as it fills you, it naturally radiates out, glowing, shining brightly. So that the more you receive and awaken to the light in you, the more it is witnessed in the world, in yourself, in others seeing it in you. And as you see it in you and express it more in you, you see it in others. As you emanate the light, you will see it emanating from others, from all in the world. And we thank you for your service. We thank you, light brothers and sisters, light way showers, light workers. And we join with you here and now in the light. Joining with you now and evermore. We thank you for bringing your light here to the world, for showing up for this 2019 year. May you find hope and inspiration by joining together, for where two or more are gathered, the light is strong. The light is stronger together. It glows and magnifies, spreading like wildfire across the world. And we say this as a premonition of the future, that light is entering the world on a larger scale, now more than ever. And so remember that you are an important factor in that. And know that you can do no wrong in bringing the light. Only love. Only divine perfection. So allow that light now to shine bright. And so it is. All right. I'm just letting that direct connection go. I invite you to take a breath and slowly open your eyes. If you wish, or if you wish to stay in this connected state, that's where you're finding yourself, and I invite you to do that as well. Well, it is great to be back with you. Here we are at the end of the show, and I invite you to join this team for love, these light workers, to join with us in light here at Love's Curriculum. You can learn all sorts of ways to do that at my website, lovescurriculum.com. There are membership opportunities in the monthly circle. There are free meditations on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram under Love's Curriculum on Facebook. There's also the Light Workers and Love Advocates group on Facebook. Many ways to stay connected, to inspire and encourage, just as the High Council was saying, to join together. And I so thank you for joining with me here today in remembering the light, in allowing the light and bringing it to the world. All right. Wonderful. Take care. Bye-bye. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.